Former President Donald Trump and his allies are signaling that they plan an aggressive expansion of his powers should he take back the White House. He's promised to overhaul the Justice Department and go after his enemies. And on Tuesday, when Trump was asked if he would abuse his power as president, he said he wouldn't, quote, except on day one. NPR's Franco Ordonez has this story about plans for a massive realignment of the U.S. government and why some are warning about authoritarianism.
Speaking at his rally in Miami, former President Donald Trump promised on his first day in office to begin a massive deportation should he be reelected.
On day one, I will terminate every open borders policy of the Biden administration, and we will begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history.
The fiery language may sound familiar, but last time several of his efforts were blocked by the courts, or he was advised that what he was proposing was outside his executive authority. Trump World wants to change that.
The bureaucracy puts its foot down and doesn't show you the art of the possible.
That's Russ Vaught, who served as Trump's budget director at the White House. He says career staff blocked or slow-walked even the smallest efforts to make changes to policy. He's now helping lead a team drafting plans that would curtail the independence of some federal agencies and end government protections for tens of thousands of federal workers, who Trump calls the deep state, so that they can be replaced with loyalists.
I can't tell you how many times I would get the question, well, that's not allowed. Well, okay, why not? Is it a legal barrier? It's a legal barrier. Okay, have you read the statute? No, I haven't read the statute.
Now leading the Center for Renewing America, Vaught says with a few creative lawyers, there will be enormous opportunities to take aggressive action on policies like immigration and withholding foreign aid, like for Ukraine.
It makes me nervous.
Katie Dunn-Tenpas says the efforts touch on authoritarianism. She studies presidential personnel at the University of Virginia's Miller Center. It isn't that the federal service isn't in need of reforms, but she says Trump World wants to create a class of federal workers who will do whatever the president wants, and if they don't, they can be easily fired.
It's just a dangerous sign. It really suggests that a president wants to aggrandize more authority and more power, and that should make everybody nervous.
The federal workforce is made up of tens of thousands of non-political career civil servants who remain on their jobs regardless of who's president. Trump argues that the ranks are filled with too many liberals. Kevin Kosar agrees that there are not enough conservatives in government. He's a senior fellow at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute.
What that's led to is the perils of groupthink occurring within agencies.
And he likes the idea of training more conservatives. But he says what's being proposed would only worsen the policy whiplash that is already plaguing Washington.
I mean, Obama issues an executive order on immigration. Trump issues one that changes it in the other direction. Biden issues one that goes in another direction. That's policy instability.
Since learning of the efforts, the Biden White House has proposed a new rule that would strengthen protections for federal workers. Trump's people say they're not worried.
I don't think that these traditional lines that have built up over time are going to withstand. There is a political realignment happening.
Paul Danz runs Project 2025 at the Heritage Foundation, which is helping build this government in waiting. He says now is the time for conservative warriors to step up.
This is your calling. This is your moment in life. We're talking to you. You can't just sit there on the sidelines anymore and kvetch about this.
Project 2025 is not just for Trump. It's available for any conservative candidates. But Dan says Trump is the best embodiment of their movement, and they're not going to ignore the reality that Trump is the frontrunner. After all, he's the reason many of them got into public service. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.